Plains.
Woods, please.
Sir, Mr. President, we have Mr. Schultz calling for you on the line. I haven't gone to the aide yet to clear.
That's right. I'll take it. I'll take
All right, fine. Go ahead, sir.
No.
Mr. President.
Yeah, George.
I have been talking with John Connolly and Charlie Walker and others in the Treasury, and also trying to get a feeling from various senators that I've visited on the committee as to their instincts about the Treasury staff.
Yeah.
And it's my judgment that our best bet right now is basically to keep the staff that's there on the understanding that this is sort of for the balance of the year. In other words, not to try to change it around drastically right now, but to essentially ride through with what we have there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very well thought of, respected
right.
on the Hill, and
right.
the various bills that they're managing.
Yeah, you ought to bring in at least a couple of your own people. You mean you've got to have an aide that is your own.
Right, right.
And, now, the one that impressed me that I thought was told Connolly is a particularly good, I like this Donnelly.
Mm-hmm.
He's bright as a tack.
Yep.
He's a good salesman, and
yep.
since he's new.
Right.
Of course, naturally, Walker and Booker you've got to keep.
Yes.
But it's your judgment. If that's what you want to do, you go ahead and do
well,
it.
Well, I think this is a thing to do for now.
Right. The point is, it's awfully hard to get somebody to come for 8 months.
Right.
That's all you can commit to at the moment.
That's right. So I think that the thing to do is to plan for...
But if you could get... I'd only suggest that if you could get, in order to get additional stroke into the thinking there and some new thinking, you know, get some of your friends like Milton Friedman and three or four others that'll, you know, come in and counsel with you. But
right.
That's what I just think you shouldn't go in there and sort of continue as it is.
I think that's right.
You see my point?
It's a good, solid group, but it is not a creative group.
Yeah, you see, and they take on tax reform. If we wait until January to come up with something in tax reform, then that means we're waiting 2 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, two sessions.
Right.
So you got to start thinking about it now. So I would have something done on the outside on that, maybe. That's what I mean, things
uh-huh.
of that sort.
All right.
And
now, there is a bill that John Connolly has gotten through that's ready for your signature tomorrow.
Yeah, to provide two new jobs.
Right.
Yeah.
And they have more or less committed, and I can understand here Charlie Walker's
yeah.
point,
yeah.
that he would be the deputy secretary.
Right.
And that Eddie Cohen would be the undersecretary that's vacated.
All right, fine.
And so
if that's what you want, we'll do it.
If we could send those nominations up when you
fine.
Sign the bill tomorrow, that
fine.
Would be fine.
You just tell Butterfield, Harlem, or somebody to, or Ehrlichman to prepare them, and I'll sign them.
Okay, sir.
It's done.
Thank you.
You got to just run the show the way you think is right.
Thank you.
All right, George.
Okay.